All right, here we go. Shit, I used the wrong mouse. Good evening, everyone. This is the Chris Break Show. We're now live on RadioFubar.com. I am Chris Break, and I am sitting here with my good friend John Rapp and Spitfire Sarah.
I'm working on that.
What do you got? What are you working on?
My little, like, I don't know, I can't do like the spit.
I miss the cymbals from this show. There used to be a cymbal John used to whack with his hand. I enjoyed that. As an experiment the other day, last show, I moved the cymbal right next to John, hoping that he would just get it in his head to start playing it. But he never did. Excuse me. Tonight is a beautiful night in Indianapolis, and I want to remind you that every Saturday night is Punk Rock Night at the Melody Inn in Indianapolis, 38th and Illinois. Go to punkrocknight.com. And thank you for everyone who's going to our website, chrisbreakshow.com, and clicking that donate button and helping us out either by donating a few pennies or going to Amazon through that link and doing your Christmas shopping that is coming up. John, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Chris gave us these wasabi peanuts right before the show. I know they're not wasabi, but they're hot like wasabi. My mouth is on fire, honestly.
They're peas. They're not peanuts.
Spicy green peas.
Right.
Yeah.
With a little radical pepper dude on there, giving a thumbs up with a frosty brew in his hand.
It's got Japanese all over it. I don't know if these are safe to eat, man, but they're intense.
Let's let Sarah tell us. Is that Japanese or Chinese?
Let me see it.
All right. I wish I had some music to play.
That is Japanese.
Japanese. Oh, John, you were good job.
Mm-hmm. All right. I identified Japanese over Chinese. Pat
you know
on the
what?
Back.
Actually, this might be Taiwan. No, it might. I mean, it might be Chinese, but it's like Taiwan. Cause see, like, doesn't that look like a country? Like, there's little words over what looks like a little country, and that looks like Taiwan to me.
We're going to have to upload a picture to Facebook of this little guy, this pepper dude.
Yeah, we'll track these people down, man.
All right, so I need to issue an apology right off the bat here. November 6th, we will not be doing a live show, but we'll come up with something. Either we'll do a live show before then, or we will use one of our shows that we have not played yet. We're not quite sure, but I'm excited.
I was going to ask, what are you doing on the 6th?
For fear, or, you know, what's the phrase here? What do I say when I'm, okay, out of fear of not looking stupid?
Yeah.
Or homosexual? I would like to say that on November 6th, I'm going to the movie theater to see a live production of Mice and Men with James Franco and Chris O'Dowd.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, you want to go to that, don't you?
I don't know. Why do you say it like that?
No spoilers. Make sure there's no spoilers.
So wait a minute.
Here.
You said you're going to the movie to see a live action?
It is. It has already been filmed. Mm. They are off Broadway now, but they will be airing it in theaters.
That's pretty cool.
And they keep calling it live. I don't know why, because it's already been done. But maybe I believe that the situation is there's no copies of it. It's not going out to the theaters. It's going to be like broadcast just to movie theaters.
Okay.
And it's probably like, I'm sure it's like a $20 ticket or something.
Have you ever read or whatever, Mice and Men?
Yeah, I've read the book.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, and I've seen a play version of it when I was in like middle school or high school and seen the, what is it? A play.
Or John wait, Malkovich
oh, the movie.
Is in it.
Yeah, John Malkovich.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which it took me years to realize what that guy in Being John Malkovich was talking about. When he comes up to John Malkovich while he's having dinner, and he goes, man, I really love you in that movie where you play a retard.
You didn't know what that was?
No, I didn't. I never made the connection.
I don't know it either. What is that movie?
Of Mice and Men.
Oh, okay. I've never read it or seen it or anything.
Oh, okay.
But he was not in a movie where he played a jewel thief.
Mm.
We know that, because that was the other little joke. The guy says, I love that movie where he played a jewel thief. He goes, I never played a jewel thief.
John Malkovich seems like a pretty strange guy. He seems like he takes plays, he takes it real serious.
Now, are you saying that just because you saw Being John Malkovich and that's how he's portrayed? Because that's what I thought, too.
Yeah, that's exactly why. That is at the beginning of the show, like a supposedly behind the scenes with John Malkovich, like yelling at people and stuff. So that's 100% where I get my info from. Is that not true?
I don't think it's true.
Really?
I mean, it might be, but he's also a marionette or a puppeteer.
Is he really?
Really?
No. Has nobody seen Being John Malkovich?
Yeah,
forever ago.
Oh, yeah. In the movie, Being John Malkovich is a puppeteer. Mm. Did I call him Being John Malkovich? Yeah,
John Malkovich doesn't do the puppets, right? It's the main character in the movie.
I thought you meant like in real life. He was like a marionette. He like loved marionettes or something.
I don't think so.
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
That's an excellent movie.
Is that the one where the building is tiny?
It's like a half building.
The building's fine. It's the floor. They're on like the seventh and a half.
Yeah.
Seven and a half floor.
Right.
That is a really good movie, man. I'm going to have to rewatch that.
Me too.
I was really dumbfounded by, like, Dr. Roberts sometimes never ceases to amaze me or even amuse me. And this is one of those cases where he did both. He did not realize that John Malkovich was a real person. He thought he was a made-up character for the movie.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm sure he'd seen Con Air. I don't know how long it took him to realize that John Malkovich was a real actor, and that's what...
He's been in tons of movies.
Yeah, and that's what the beauty was in the movie, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's the genius of it, is this guy is real.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that movie that was supposed to come out with Brad Pitt?
Which one?
Something might have come out similar to it, but I'm pretty sure there's supposed to be a movie where Brad Pitt played a guy who was a struggling actor and could not get any roles because he looked too much like Brad Pitt.
Wow, that's really funny, man.
How ironic.
Yeah, that seems pretty good. I like that. Okay, should we call up some of these people? We have some guests today, three of them. We might be a little early, but that's a first, because usually we're late.
Yes. Today I guess we're on top of it.
Yeah, we're doing good. Or maybe it's just because I don't know what I'm supposed to talk about right now at this moment. I just want to call somebody up.
Oh, my goodness.
To lighten the load.
I thought that was like the number one rule is you don't say you don't know what you want to talk about.
I can, but you can't.
I know everything that I want to talk about, but Chris won't let me.
That's what you need to understand, Sarah, is that I can, do as I do, or do as I say, don't do as I do. Is that it?
Probably. Yeah, that's how the saying goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Haven't
you heard that? Do as I say, not as I do.
Sometimes you can bend those rules, but I think you were abusing them, Sarah. That's why I put that rule
on
you.
How was I abusing them?
Because you... how can I explain it?
No, don't, because I'll get mad.
It was really... Yeah, it really made me mad when you did it.
I
yeah,
don't even know
You
when.
Would just, like, negatively, like, bash the show and, like, question things during the show. And I'm like, look, the rule is you don't talk about the show while you're on the show. You do the show.
I don't remember doing... I think you're just really mad at Take This Waltz. I think that really was the clincher.
No. Not, I'm over that.
Oh, okay.
No. Sarah, I sometimes suspect that you don't... You have this way of, like, not remembering things. Is that true?
It's very true.
It is true?
It's very true. Like, it's horrible. I don't know what it is.
Is it, like, what causes that? Is that where you, like, block something out?
Yeah, like, from my childhood, even, like, people will come up to me like, oh, remember when we did this one thing? And it was so awesome. And we were, like, there all day. And I'm like, oh, my... No. I don't remember that at all.
Well, that could be normal. Like, that could be normal. But you... There was a situation, and I knew you weren't lying to me. I think it was, like, the first episode, Spitfire Sarah Returns, or whatever that episode was. You basically said that you'd never no-called, no-showed on this show, and you did it, like, three or four times, and you were like, no, I did it, you're crazy. And there's plenty of tape of it. I was just like, why? I know she's not lying. Like, she's not trying to deny it. It seems like you just don't know that you did it.
I'm very absent-minded.
That's crazy.
I'm very, very absent-minded.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you crazy.
Sign of genius.
Fine line between crazy and genius.
Yes, I believe so.
I think maybe you were, like, real stressed out during that period of time, so that might be another reason you, like, blocked it out.
Yeah, when I'm stressed, I forget, like, everything except what I'm, like, focused on.
I'm always just surprised by how different people's brains work, different from each other. You know, and that was just one thing that really, like, excited me. I was like, this is crazy.
You know, that actually strikes a memory in me. I watched...
now you remember something.
Yeah. I watched this show and on National Geographic, and it's about autism. And this, you know, when you see autistic people, you're like, a lot of people think that they're mentally retarded and that they can't really communicate. But what happened is they gave them, like, a keyboard, and they were able to communicate. And, like, outwardly it looks like they can't communicate with you and you can't communicate with them. But he started like speaking like through the keyboard, and he was like, I mean, it's the same as you and me, like inside. It's very much like, you know, I can hear what people say about me, and yeah. I'm just like you. I'm just like them. I want to be happy. I want to have a life, but I just, my brain isn't the same as yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was, it made me cry, actually, when I saw that.
I saw that, too, or I saw a documentary where they did that, so it's probably the same thing.
Yeah.
Like Jabbers and Wretches or something like that.
I watched...
I'm sorry, I'm making hand gestures.
I watch Taboo.
Hang loose.
We're going to call David now.
Yeah, we haven't even told the audience what the show's about. Yeah. Today's show is about gang stalking, and we're not experts on it, so we got some people who have been gang stalked. But we're just going to jump right into this, have these people tell you what gang stalking is.
Our first guest is David.
Also want to tell people, we're doing this thing on social media real quick. If you share our show or you retweet our show, we will send you a free Dale J. Gordon exclusive song that no one else can get their hands on. The only way you're going to hear this song is by retweeting or sharing the Chris Breaks Show on Facebook or Twitter. So share the show, get some Dale J.
Are you calling this guy?
Yeah, let's call David H.
All right.
I was wondering if we were going to be like... Blah,
blah, blah. And the other interesting thing, though, is that song that we'll be sending you is not going to be digital. This is the only time it's going to be digital. Like, you're not going to be able to download it after this point. There's not going to be on a CD. It's only going to be vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the only way you're going to get this. And I think he likes it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello?
Hey, David?
Good, sir.
Oh, geez, Louise. Whoa.
Holy cow.
Hello?
Do we have a bit of a loop here? Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah, we can
do.
Hear you fine.
Hi, Chris, how are you?
Are you having problems hearing us, sir?
No, I'm not. I can hear loud and clear.
Great.
Oh, okay. All right, so you are David. I want to know what's going on. Can you introduce yourself for us and tell us, real quickly what gang stalking is, and then we want to know all about what happened to you.
No. Okay, well, according to Vincent Benny, an ex-CIA whistleblower, gang stalking is a term created by the FBI in order to take attention away from what is really going on. All right?
Hmm.
So, by using that term, we're actually playing into the plan.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right?
So we should.
Now, let me tell you a story to kind of illustrate my point here. I was invited, this is about 3 or 4 days into when this harassment started in my life. And I was invited by a friend to go to the horse races on a Saturday. Now, this person was somewhat connected to, some of the people that may have been harassing me. So when she invited me, she said, yeah, we're going with a few friends, and, some of my other friends are going to be there. But her voice sounded very nervous as she said this.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was... Yeah, so it's pretty clear mm-hmm. to me that I was kind of being set up. And keep in mind that I was new to all this. I didn't quite fully know what was going on.
And this was a friend of yours?
Yeah, this is a friend of mine, yeah.
Okay.
A lady friend.
I've watched a few YouTube videos and read a few articles on how the program works, right? So I wasn't, I had some idea. But anyway, little did I know what I was in for on that day. I was about to be swarmed. Swarming is when a large group of these perpetrators bombard you with stalking behavior.
So what happens? So she invites you there, and what happens when you show up?
Well, I show up, and I see, immediately I notice, there's a lot of people there, but immediately I notice, as I get out of my car, a couple people turn their heads and they're looking at me. Every day that happens.
You don't have like a giant tattoo on your face or anything, do you?
No, I don't have a giant tattoo. I'm a pretty normal guy. I blend into the crowd, yeah. But, this is the thing. This is the problem when we were talking about this is unless you are experiencing it, it's hard to explain what it's like.
Right.
Yeah,
because you're going to...
I want to know what happened. So what happened? So everyone turned and looked at you? And then what happened?
Okay, let me tell you. Okay, so I noticed a couple guys are looking at me, right? And I'm walking, and other people are there. And, you know, as I'm going, I'm like, you know, starting to feel like, I turn my head. And then I notice those same guys are still looking at me, right? And they're kind of laughing and talking in a crowd. I'm like, oh, you know? And so I get the feeling, oh, okay, those guys are watching me, right?
Right.
You know, everybody's, yeah. So right? Okay, so this is one, and then I walk into the horse track, and I notice there's an overpass up top, and there's a couple other guys standing there, and you know, they're wearing sunglasses, and they're really quiet, and they're sort of gazing down, and they're looking at me. I'm like, oh, okay, some more people are looking at me. Well, maybe they're just guys checking out who's coming in. But again, everybody, what you need to understand is, there's a difference between everyday people watching and stalking. You know, when you can tell when a person is looking for you, you know, they've been told to watch you. They've been told, oh, this is what this guy looks like. So right. You can kind of notice, oh, well, they recognize me somewhat. Oh, they're trying, you know, you know what I mean?
Why were they looking for you?
Right. Why did they choose, why did this woman choose you to do this?
Well, let me just finish up the story real quick, and then I'll get into that. You know, why me? Why anybody? What is a targeted individual? So I was there, and I noticed, you know, I was being swarmed. This was happening every 2 seconds. There were people watching me from all angles, all over the place.
Wow!
And they're not just watching. Sometimes they'll come up to you. This one kid came up to me, and, you know, he's really outgoing. He's shaking my hand. I'm having a cigarette, and he's like, hey, how you doing, bud? And I'm like, not bad, right? And I'm like, okay, he's a friendly guy. But then he starts telling stories, and we're BSing, and I'm like, you're not from around here. You got a kind of accent. He's like, yeah, I'm from the States. I'm from down in Tennessee. I'm like, oh, really? Wow, you're a long way from home. He says, yeah. He says, oh, yeah, I've been in town for just a couple of days. But hey, bud, hey. Did you hear about that guy that got killed last night? I said, no, I didn't hear about that. What happened? He said, oh, yeah, this guy got shot. He was downtown. Yeah, the two guys shot him, eh? They had MAC-10s. I'm like, holy crap. And he's like laughing, and then his buddies are coming up, and they're all laughing and high-fiving. I'm like, okay, all right. Well, you know, I said, you know what? That sounds like bad news to me, man. I'm not really interested. I don't want to hear the story. He's being all aggressive, right? And, you know, this is kind of some of the tactics they use, is they'll tell a story that is aimed to kind of rally you or get you into a...
Intimidate you.
To right. Make you unsettled.
Exactly, make you unsettled. Like, who is this guy? You know, why is he here? All these things, like... And now, if that just happened to you once on a street corner, out of the blue moon, no big deal, right?
Right.
But as more and more of these types of coincidences happen, that's when you know that there's something going on.
So okay? What do they want?
So what do they want? Okay, well, we can skip ahead to that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what they want. I mean, they want, what is their agenda? What is their purpose? You know, if you want to use the... actual CIA's mission of the purpose of this program, it is the destruction of an individual's personality and reputation.
So you think they're trying? Okay. So you think they're trying to destroy your reputation by
this is old fashioned.
Yeah. Like
well, their personality. So that has a psychological component to it, right? They want you to start feeling lower confidence. Mm-hmm. You know, feeling anxious all the time.
What'd you do?
Feeling disconnected. Well, yeah, you do. I mean, yeah,
no, what,
that's a natural.
What'd you do?
Like,
Why do they want to do this
to
you?
Okay, well, I'm glad you asked that, Chris, because that's the reason why I told that story. Now, the reason why the term gang stalking was created is because it begs that question. It's like, well, what did you do, right? You tell someone, yeah, I'm a target of gang stalking. Immediately, they're going to be like, what did you do? Oh, they might not know that term, but they said, well, so basically you're being followed by gangs.
Yeah.
And the little voice inside, Yeah, it says what? Oh, well, he must have done something. He's involved in gangs. He's being targeted by gangs. I don't want to have anything to do with that.
Well, you must have done something to get these people's attention, right? Like, they don't just gang stalk random people, do they?
It has...
Okay. Well, now... But the point is this is part of the smear tactics. It's guilt by association. What did you do?
Right.
Now, so what did I do? Why are people targeted, and why was I targeted? People are targeted... Okay, first of all, I want to say... you have to understand that this is not isolated. This program is run by highly organized groups of people that are everywhere. They're connected throughout society, really. And we are all being targeted, okay? The more I think about this, the more I realize that There is what I call overt and covert targeting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Currently, right now, in this world, we are all being covertly targeted. There are databases everywhere held in government and corporations and banks that know everything about you.
Right.
This is not a secret, okay?
But don't they need us to be like sane operating people in order for the system to work? Like, why are they trying to freak you out? Why are they trying to break you down?
They do. Of course they need us, but there's also a larger, longer term agenda that they're guiding us through. That takes a while to unfold as we're experiencing, right? It's gradual, it's a boiling frog, right? Now, okay, so there's a covert, we're all on lists, we're all targeted. If you are a good speaker, if you're interested in politics, well, you know, you're going to be earmarked, even from an early age. If your family has money, well, you're on the list. You know, what are this person's politics, right? If you have crazy ideas, or you're outspoken, or you're speaking about what's actually going on in the world, you're on the list. Okay?
So somewhere now, along the line that you were outspoken, you were doing something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why they kind of targeted you?
Well, this is the question. That's the question of the era. Okay, what did you do? Now, that question has the answer right in it. What did you do? The difference, when you're moved from the covert list to the overt list, that is because you're taking action.
Hmm.
Okay? You're moved up in the priority. This person is a threat because they are doing something. They're not just talking. They're not just posting links, or reading. They're doing something. Let me just find here. I wrote a few notes.
Yeah, I see you got notes over there. Sarah pointed out you were flipping through. She could hear you flipping through the papers. Like, and I understand why you'd have to do that too, because there's so many things here that when you just start spouting this stuff off, people can smear your image just based on how you're talking. When really it's not necessarily because you're crazy. It's because you just have so much information and such a limited amount of time to give it out. So I like how you have notes in your plan.
Yeah, well, thank you for saying that because well, thanks, Chris. Personally, I've always been someone that's asked questions and want to know, how does the system work? What is money? Why aren't people more happy if there's so much wealth? If this is such a great country, why do all these terrible things happen? You know what I mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
I also follow independent media. Read InfoWars, David Icke, lots of documentaries on New World Order, CIA, you name it, right?
So they viewed you as a threat. Is that kind of, they viewed you as a threat with all the information that you have and that you're learning about?
Well, it's no secret that the CIA had an involvement in the founding of Facebook. It's no secret that Google has a database of every single search that every single person has ever done since its beginning, okay? I mean, we're being profiled, and we're being watched, and we're being tagged, and this information is consolidated, all right?
Mm-hmm.
If he's saying, I think Sarah was kind of doubting you. I just want to say, Sarah, if he's saying that it's no secret, it probably isn't. I bet if you actually research, I'm sure you seem kind of, which I'm like this too sometimes.
Skeptical.
But, Yeah, it's easy to be skeptical of things like this, but I know the Google thing is absolutely true.
I know the Google thing is fine. Yeah, I understand
that. Well, of course, it's good to be skeptical, right? I mean, that's what we want. We should be asking more questions. That leads to more conversations, more information. So, you know, I'm glad you are.
Hey, Dave, let me ask you this. So was this an isolated incident, or are there other incidents that happened, or was it just at this horse track that this incident happened, or were there other things in your life that you kind of noticed?
This is not an isolated incident. Since this began, this was about 2 months ago when I first was approached and basically given this message. It has not stopped since that time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the things I've had have been followed.
Mm-hmm.
I've been befriended by new people all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm meeting people in my community. Mm-hmm. I'm noticing a lot more dog crap on my lawn.
Do you think a lot of this is to
yeah.
create paranoia too? Like maybe they're trying to create a couple things and then you start like branching out and thinking, oh my gosh,
right.
this is happening, it's all connected? Or is that part of their plan?
Yeah, well, that's right. There's no way that I can communicate, like, all my experiences of the last 2 months in a limited period of time. Mm-hmm. I throw examples out there, and then you're like, oh, well, you know, that could be coincidence. That could be this.
What's something that has happened?
I think Sarah was asking if you think that their goal is to make you paranoid.
Right.
Oh, of course it is, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, the goal, once again, it's the destruction of the personality. What's your personality? Your personality is your place in the world, is how you know, your role in the community, your reputation.
So they just want to erode you down, wear you down.
What exactly did you, because you said you're being active now. So, I mean, like, if we were to speak to them, why would they say they're mm-hmm. targeting you? What would the textbook, the thing that they could claim is legit, would they be like, oh, we thought he was trying to build a bomb, or, you know what I mean? Like, what would they?
Well, from what I heard, I mean, I was a bit confused too. I'm like, I don't understand. I don't understand what you people want from me. Okay, I was told. Well, what did you post on Facebook? What did you mean by that? And I said, what are you talking about? This was from a person that wasn't even my friend on Facebook. Okay, that was asking me this,
mm-hmm.
And they have some connections.
Now, how do you know that they have connections?
I just know.
Okay.
Okay.
So someone came up to you in real life and was talking about something you posted on Facebook, but they weren't your friends, so obviously they were monitoring you on Facebook. Is that it?
Yeah, okay. So you know, that's a question in my mind. How do you know that I posted that on Facebook? Obviously, so that tells me right away that, you know, people are talking about what I posted on Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I said, what post do you mean? And she said, you said that if I go postal tomorrow, what would you say at my funeral? And I said, oh, okay, now I understand. Now, I posted this. One of my friends on Facebook posted on their headline, if I die tomorrow, what would you remember most about me? And, you know, I put, oh, your car. And I thought it was kind of funny, and I thought, oh well, you know, I want to one up her. I can take this to the next level. So I said, well, if I went postal tomorrow, what would you say about me as a character reference? Okay.
Right.
I know you can't be joking about this.
Yeah, because there was just a guy in, was it New York, whatever, at the Apple store. Didn't that just happen to him? Like, he basically, he got real upset by Apple, you know, and he basically posted, mm-hmm. like, a quote from Fight Club about the, you know, like, I'd be careful who you're talking to, because this man could be, you know, come in with a, what is it, the carbine AR-47, you know
oh,
what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah.
And they came after
or
him?
Or an AR-15.
Yeah, like,
well,
but,
see, this is
but
the
you
thing.
Know, he basically posted a quote about thing. Fight Club, except he changed the name to Apple, and then next thing you know, he's being, like, detained, and people are searching his house, and...
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm angry. My iPod doesn't work. I'm pissed off, man. Yeah, well, Yeah, well, see, this is the thing. This person that was asking about my Facebook post, as a matter of fact, was so concerned that she called the police. And this was a couple of days after, things were heating up.
She know you? We have to actually get off here in a second, but I want to finish this story real quick. But did she know that you were, like, how did
she knew that I had guns.
Okay, so she wasn't friends with you, but she knew who you were on Facebook.
I'm a hunter, and I like guns. I have a firearms license and my hunting license.
So the police
shotgun.
So the police
and
showed
I live
up
in
to
a
your...
town. I live in Ladner, BC, and we're lucky enough to have an area where we can go goose and duck hunting just nearby here. So I'm a hunter.
The Mounties show up at your house.
The RCMP showed up at my house, yeah. I heard a boom, boom, boom on my door. Jumped off the couch and, yelled, who is it? Who's out there? Didn't hear any response. Who's there? No response. I went up to the door. He said, it's the Delta police. I opened the door and I said, oh, thank God it's you. Yeah. And... anyway, and then they said, yeah, well, we've heard reports that you're not feeling so well, Dave. And I said, well, I'm feeling just fine. Wow. Why would you say that? He said, well, someone is very concerned about you. They said you might be suicidal. I don't know where they got this idea from. And I said, well, are you guys trained counselors? He said, well, no, but this is part of our job. And I said, all right, well, I'm fine, as you can see. I'm just relaxing at home. And I don't appreciate you banging on my door like that. I consider that harassment. Anyway, they said, well, we understand you have firearms. We know you're licensed, but we want to come in and take a look at them. Now, at that point, of course, I should have said, well, do you have a warrant? Do you have a reason to believe that they're not stored properly? But, long story short, they came in. And, I mean, everything was cool. We were all being respectful. But I suggested, as a matter of fact, because I didn't have a trigger lock on one gun, I said, a matter of fact, I was thinking of taking them over to my dad's place right now, or just lately, to store them. And they said, well, maybe that's a good idea. And I said, all right, fine, let's go take them over. Anyway, we take them outside. He's carrying my three guns. I go out onto my front lawn, and there's five police cars lined up on my front lawn.
It's weird that they made you get rid of your guns. It's very weird.
10 police officers standing by their car. Their lights are flashing. I'm like, oh, nice. This is nice. I think I'm going to be on the 6 o'clock news here. But, so that's another incident that happened. But they had no grounds for it because I didn't tell anyone that I was suicidal. And, basically it was a setup, more or less. So.
Wow.
Anyway, I don't know how much time we have left.
We're done now, sir. But thank you so much for sharing your story. And I want to tell you to be careful posting stuff that people can misconstrue. Because
well,
if you're,
you sound like
you are on a list. So.
I
want to tell you this. We're all on a list, long term, short term.
Thank you, Dave. Okay. Thank you very much.
God bless.
Yep.
And you can check out more from Dave at davesresearch.wordpress.com. It's not, to me, it's, what gang stalking sounds like is it's just like an organized group of people that just fuck with you over and over. Like,
well,
you leave
your
house.
Right.
Let's see what the next person has to say what it is.
Yeah, I'd like to see what the connections.
This is Barbara, right?
Yeah, Barbara. And she doesn't like to call it gang stalking.
Criminal harassment.
Right. Mm-hmm. She calls it criminal harassment.
And that would make sense because that's what Dave just said is that people like to use that word.
He said that's what they want us to use.
That's so strange.
Yeah, it is.
I'm excited for this. I don't know if we're gonna get an answer here.
I hope so. I wonder if they're.
Hello.
Hello, Barbara.
Yes.
Hello. This is the Chris Break Show. You are on the air. How are you?
Well, hello, everybody.
Hello. How are you?
I'm sitting here with John Rapp. Yeah. So we wanted to call you. We've only got about 10 minutes, but we wanted to get as much information about criminal harassment as we can and, get your opinion on it, your view, since you said you're a victim on your website.
Yes.
Like, can you tell us exactly how you first realized that you were a victim? Like, when you started to see what was happening, what they were doing?
Well, I protested the building of a golf course in our town. It was being built on our watershed. And unknown to me at the time, there was a toxic dump that was going to be covered up by the golf course. I found out about this later. So the company who owned the land of the golf course, they owned a third of the land. The town owned the two-thirds. So this girl and I used to walk the land, and we talked about this golf course, and we went for a meeting with the mayor and told him that we weren't happy about it. I knew it was a done deal, but she wanted to show him a portfolio of the animals and the things going on in this land, and hoping she was naive enough to think that he would change his mind. And 2 weeks after this meeting, which he threatened me at, this was our mayor, he's now deceased, my targeting started. And how it started was my bed started to vibrate all by itself. I lived on the fifth floor, no trucks going by, 3 o'clock in the morning. And what I found out in later years is that they take a beam of energy and they can add a enhancement to it, a vibratory component to it, and with Wi-Fi, just aim it at you in your bed. And if you get up and walk around, you don't feel it. But the minute you touch something solid, you feel like you're vibrating.
How could you have ever made that connection?
What connection?
Did anyone else ever have problems with that, or was it just like what? I mean, like you said, it was only the bed, right? Like, was it anybody else's bed, or was it just targeted directly at
your
bed?
Oh no, there was apartment invasion. The things that you threw away would end up back on your coffee table. Things were stolen. Things were broken. I was gassed in my apartment. I called the fire department several times and complained about it. And, of course, I didn't realize at the time that the mayor was behind it. And these are people that work for him. And they told me if I called them again, they would have me jailed. And what they did was they drilled a hole through my ceiling, which I had several people see it, and they put a hose down through it, and the apartment upstairs was empty, and they were using big tanks of welding gas, and they were pumping it into my apartment. Well, you can't breathe in that stuff, and it's not healthy for you.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
They did it to me several times. That was how they drove me from my apartment. I've since found out that there's a program that this was a HUD apartment, and HUD has a program called Operation Safe Home. And in Operation Safe Home, all the SWAT components in certain works with state and federal, and they all get together and they go in these big housing projects and they take out criminals and rapists and bad people.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they leave, they give the HUD landlords and their maintenance people to watch the other occupants. And if they see any problem, they can report them under this Operation Safe Home. Well, then what happens is they take directed energy weapons, these through the wall radar, through the wall directed energy, and force people into the hospital. Now, once they're in the hospital, they're drugged and they're evaluated by the medical establishment for a propensity for violence. And if they're found violent, they're put under watch and stalked. And see, a lot of people think the stalking is to more or less, it can harm them, but this is more or less letting them know that they're being watched.
Mm-hmm.
They're letting them know that they are being, it's a harassment, but it's not a harassment.
So have they ever driven you to the hospital?
After these people go to the hospital and are evaluated for violence, if they're found nonviolent, they're let go. Now, the government, the doctor at Mass General in Boston, before he would let me go, he called in this psychiatrist. And as we sat down, and I said to him, who are you? And his name was, his name escapes me at this moment, Alan something, Walcott. And I said to him, what do you do for work? He said, well, I work for the government. I said, well, what's your job? He says, well, I fly around the country, and I go to places, and I evaluate people for violent tendencies. And I said, at taxpayer expense? And he says, yeah. So we sat there, and we talked, and he found out that he evaluated me as being low violent. And I told him he was wrong because I'm nonviolent. And ever since then, I've had they've watched me. Periodically, they enlist the cops or the EMTs, maintenance people, and they follow you around, especially if you speak out and you're angry about it. They're alerted and also, with this V2K, they can manipulate you into being verbal or violent, or they can get you to do anything they want.
What do you think they're afraid of, like, as far as you're concerned? Like, why you? You know, like, I know you said you protested the golf course being built, and the mayor got upset, but this seems like a lot. Like, what is it about you that they don't? You know, that they want to control.
They were afraid of me because I could write, because I was starting to put together a nonprofit to buy this land. They wanted that golf course buried, because if it wasn't, then the company had to clean it up, and it could cost them millions, and if it was a Superfund, billions. They wanted it buried, and they wanted me shut up because I was starting to attract attention in my town. I was starting to get people to call me. What they did was, I had call forwarding on my phone, and what they used to do after I went to work is they would take the call forwarding and call forward all my calls, and I'd come home, and I'd punch in my messages, and it would just be click, 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 click. They were clicking in, and then they were clicking out my phone calls.
So you think that
they're trying
to discredit you, in the just so that everyone thinks that you're delusional, right? They're trying to discredit
right.
you so people won't take you seriously when you badmouth them?
Well, that's what happened with sleep deprivation. They used to wake me up at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning every morning.
Ugh.
After 2 weeks, I was a zombie.
Wow.
Would they just call you, or like harass you? Was
no,
there any...
no, no. They would use directed energy weapons.
Oh.
They would vibrate your bed. They would pulse you, which can knock you out of your bed. They would do all kinds of strange things to wake you up. Because at that time of the morning, you go into a deep REM sleep. And if you don't have REM sleep, your body needs that. Your mind needs that in order to function.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have REM sleep over a period of time, you know, you're going to slide down the hill into insanity.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
That's why they did it.
Well, I'm really worried for you. I hope that have they given up yet, or are they still coming at you?
No. I still speak out, and the daughter of the mayor had five daughters. And because I insist on telling my story, they hate my guts because they think he's this saint. He was a mayor for 23 years. Like, two or three of the daughters, even their husbands, got good positions in the local government. One was head of maintenance. One's a fire deputy fire chief. Even now, lives up the street in a fancy house. And he gave them all good jobs. and married off his five daughters to them.
Mm-hmm.
So they all hate me because they think he was a saint because he took care of them. But the son of a bitch did it at my expense.
Do you ever think about just giving it all up, like just so that it'll stop? Like, do you ever think about?
They won't stop. I've tried everything in my power to get this to stop.
Oh, everything. Okay. So you've stopped speaking out, and they're relentless.
They won't let me stop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
for instance, it quieted down the other night, and they left me alone. They want me. I live in the neighborhood, the whole neighborhood here. It sounds paranoid, I know, but the guy across the street on my left, his father was a lieutenant in the police department. And the only reason the father and the son is a meter reader, the only reason those two got jobs is because they were loyal to this mayor.
Hmm.
On the other side, I got his daughter and the deputy fire chief husband.
Oh, wow.
So they've done the job on me as far as my reputation in this neighborhood. I'm the bad guy.
Hmm.
Wow.
Because I spoke out. Mm-hmm. So I'm screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, take care of yourself. Keep your head low. We've got to take another call here. But I really appreciate you coming on and, you know, spreading awareness about this situation. And
people don't understand. This is the most dangerous thing to walk down the highway since the nuclear bomb. This is even worse than that because they can kill you in your home with a laser shot or one of these pulses of the heart, and nobody knows how you died.
Right.
They can drive by and kill you. This is a totalitarian state, and don't you for 1 minute forget it.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we are. People say, oh, well, you know, these new smartphones, they're taking away our privacy because you touch them and they take your fingerprint or they take your eye print. Hey, honey, that's already down the river.
Mm-hmm.
All your privacy is entirely gone and you don't even know it yet. We live in a totalitarian state. Don't forget it.
All right. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
All right. Man, I like her.
Yeah,
wow,
I did too,
wow.
Man.
Wow, I liked her accent too.
Yeah.
Boston.
Is that where it's from? I didn't want to.
I think so.
I didn't want to slow down the interview
Gulf
by
Quest.
Asking her.
I loved it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, now we have Nicholas coming up. John, you're doing a really good job of finagling all these calls.
Well, thank you, Chris.
I wonder if they're worried.
About coming on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all are, yeah. Are you calling him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we using pseudonyms?
Well, they all these three people that we have on tonight said, go ahead and use my full name, but we've only used their first name.
Okay.
Is it ringing?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were waiting until you were done talking.
No.
Yeah, we've tried to contact a lot of people to talk about this, and a lot of them will not come on.
Yeah.
They don't want anything to do with it for fear, and a lot of them say, hey, make sure I don't want to be made a fool of.
No.
You know, because right. I guess that's something that could easily happen.
Well, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make him sound insane and crazy.
Hello, Nicholas?
Yeah.
Hey, this is the Chris Break Show. You're on the air.
Well, what's up, Chris?
Nothing. What's up, man? John Rapp's here and Spitfire Sarah.
Hello.
Nice to talk to you guys. I've talked to Rapp on Facebook. That's about it.
Yeah, we've only got a few minutes here, about 7 or 8 minutes. And, well, maybe 7 minutes, but it gets shorter the more I keep talking and don't get to the point. We've been talking about this gang stalking and criminal harassment. Like, what is your experience with it? Like, when's the first time you noticed that you were being a victim, being attacked?
Well, the first time I noticed it, I sort of forgot it after a little while. It was just some guy, when I got out of my house, staring at me from across the street, and I stared back for a minute, and then I called my dad down to you know, say, Dad, like, come look at this. Look at this guy just staring at me. And then he went and hid behind a truck for a while, and until my dad got down there, he ran away. We went looking for him, but we couldn't find it. I forgot about it about a year later. I noticed the same couple of Hispanic guys that started with it first would be showing up wherever it was, the library, wherever I went to eat. And that was just for a few days with them. And when I was at the library, I didn't realize that the guy was there, but as he walked by, I noticed him walking by me to leave the library, and as he walked by me, he put his fingers to my head like a gun sign, you know, like when you point your middle finger at somebody.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, this is weird. And then like the next day, like another guy, Hispanic guy, I'm walking downtown, and I see him over at the coffee shop, and he puts his fingers to his own head like a gun while looking at me, giving me some like intimidating look. And I was like, okay, so something weird is going on. But I'd never heard of gang stalking or any of this stuff, even though I was like pretty big into research on like conspiracies and stuff. But then the electronics harassment started with like the voice weapons, microwave auditory effect weapons.
What does that
and,
mean?
What's
that?
The microwave auditory effect is something they discovered in World War II. You can look it up on Wikipedia, where if you pulse microwave radiation at certain frequencies, you can hear it as audible clicks inside your head. And if they do it at a certain rate, you can even put entire like words and phrases in people's heads. And they're trying to...
So they can literally make you hear voices.
Right. And of course, the first thought you're going to have when that starts happening to you is either I'm crazy or I haven't gotten enough sleep. But the way that it happened all around that same time period when I already knew people were messing with me in a way that I didn't understand, I looked up all the things that are happening. All right, people following you and doing weird things, plus voices, plus whatever else was going on at the time, and it just came back with gang stalking in the Google search. So I figured out what was going on, and I still could have dismissed it, but I made a YouTube channel talking about it, and some of the things I described happening to me, like things I'd never heard any of the other targets of this stuff talk about, I'd get messages back from other people who'd watched my videos saying, oh yeah, they did the exact same thing to me that I'd never heard anybody else talk about. And they'd even say like, oh yeah, and they did it to me like when I was, just as I was going, getting into bed to go to sleep. And I was like, well, that's a pretty big coincidence. And that, and I don't think it's one of those things, mass hysterias or anything like that. There's a lot of people and they're having mass hysterias before, but I don't think this is that, because they'd have the technology to do it, and they've done similar experiments in the past with, like, you know, MK Ultra, if you're familiar with that.
Oh yeah, I think we want to do a whole show on that someday, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
you should.
Yeah.
So
what were they saying to you with that? Because I've never actually heard of that, the microwave audio thing. Like, what were they saying?
When they first started talking, what they were saying, I don't remember. I remember thinking, I wonder if this is like a, like almost like paranormal, not like ghosts or something, but like almost, I thought it was like spiritual, and a lot of targets think that there's that at first. But then I was like, no, wait, this is not good. I don't want these people like in my mind. This is negative. And
so
as soon as I thought that, then it started getting more and more negative. And it wasn't, a lot of times they'd say like, oh, this is going to be your last night. Which I took as a threat, obviously.
Oh,
but for the most part, the voices, they'll just be repeating exactly what I'm thinking a split second after I start thinking it, sort of like an overdub of my own thoughts.
Wow.
And the effect that has is it's sort of like thought jamming type thing. And if you look up, what made me realize why they do that is because I looked up, or I found this guy who won some sort of award in Japan for this gun thing you can aim at people who are talking, like giving speeches,
yeah,
and it makes them hear their own voice back a split second after they're talking. And it makes them so they can't talk, they start stuttering, it's almost impossible to talk when you're hearing your own words.
Why are they doing this to you? Like, why you?
That's a great question. I wish I knew the answer. I have, like, speculation, like but I can really only speculate. It could be just random experimentation. It could be that, or like an experiment. Plus, they do like a some sort of analysis of like who we want to target. All right, somebody who's pretty easy to discredit. Maybe with like a history of like run-ins with the law. Like I've been arrested sometimes for like drug things or whatever. Which they'll often do. They'll do it to people who are easy to dismiss. And of course, you're pretty much automatically dismissed as soon as you say, you know, the government's putting voices in your head or whoever's doing it. Because, you know, tinfoil hat territory.
Right.
But,
Are you pretty vocal? Are you pretty vocal about your opinions and things about the government? Because that's kind of a theme that we've seen. Like, if you're vocal about... Yeah.
Yeah, like, I was really, really... For my age, like, I was only, like, 19 when this started for me. I'm 23 now.
Mm-hmm.
When I was really into like the 9/11 truth movement and all that sort of stuff, you know, anti-New World Order,
mm-hmm.
Alex Jones sort of things.
Okay.
And I actually called into the Alex Jones show to ask him about this because he'd never, never heard him talk about it, and I'd listened to a lot of his stuff. And he sort of dismissed it. He said that it goes on, but it's mostly, he thought it was 90% schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Wow.
But then after that Aaron Alexis thing happened, that guy who shut up the Navy about a year ago now, he said he was getting voices in his head from microwave weapon. And after that, he started covering and taking it more seriously. So that's sort of a good thing. Minor victory. But yeah, is that it? Any more questions?
No, man, I think that sums it up. Like, this is new to me. I wasn't aware of any of this, but thank you for taking our call, and I'm going to, it scares the shit out of me. Yeah, go ahead, man.
Yeah. I was going to ask if I could read one quote.
Yeah, as long as it's not 5,000 words long.
just a couple hundred, no. Yeah. But it's from the United States Air Force Scientific Advisory Board, New World Vistas, Air and Space Power for the 21st Century is a document. And it says, one can envision the development of electromagnetic energy sources, the output of which can be pulsed, shaped, and focused, that can couple with the human body in a fashion that will allow one to prevent voluntary muscular movements, control emotions and thus actions, produce sleep, transmit suggestions, interfere with both short and long-term memory, produce an experience set, and delete an experience set, and it would also appear possible to create high-fidelity speech in the human body, raising the possibility of covert suggestion and psychological direction when a high-power microwave pulse in the gigahertz range strikes the human body. A very small temperature. Okay, so you get the point.
Wow.
You can look that up.
Yeah, that was not a quote. That was a definition. Thank you, sir. Thanks,
Nicholas.
Thank
you very, very much.
All right. Yeah, definitely do that MKUltra show.
All right.
Oh, we will.
Thanks.
All right.
Wow.
Heavy
oh my
show.
God. Yeah. My brain
me
is
out.
Like exploded.
Yeah. It's definitely a heavy show.
Man, yeah, I wasn't aware. You told me gang stalking, but I was not aware that it was all government related.
Yeah,
did you intentionally not tell me that?
No. I just wanted to hear some people's real experiences on it.
But did you know it was government related? That it was going to be government themed? Conspiracy themed?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I knew a little bit about that, but I wasn't sure what we were going to get.
Wow, I really feel for those people.
Yeah.
I'm freaked out, man.
I want to thank Darren Snyder at Indian Tune. I want to thank the 405 Media, as well as John, help me out.
Thanks to Radio Fubar.
RadioFubar.com. We are live on there. And... yeah.
Share the Chris Break Show on Twitter or Facebook. You get a free Dale J exclusive track. Stay tuned for the Lotus Cast.
Oh, yeah. That is a fact.
Those guys are some wackos.
I can't believe we're still on. I think we got cut off last time. We might be getting cut off now.
Yeah, maybe. I think we're off now.
It says on the air. All right. Have a good one.
Bum, 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 bum. Okay, thank you very much. I hope you play it, and I know this is recording, and I hope you play it. Okay, see you guys.